here we go.
As far as you know.
The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Okay.
Number five.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and South Korea's foreign minister today briefed the United Nations Security Council on the current status of the North Korean denuclearization efforts. Pompeo, after today's meeting, said ship-to-ship transfers of oil occurred at least 89 times in the first 5 months in this year and continue as U.S. Ambassador and U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley say that China and Russia blocked a U.S. request at the U.N. for the suspension of those kinds of transfers. Hmm. What are you doing?
Right.
What do you do? This is what we're, you know, we're trying to put some pressure on you here.
Mm-hmm.
So the two countries claim that they need more information on the issue.
So the U.S. put yesterday a halt to all additional refined petroleum shipments to North Korea. China and Russia blocked it. Now, for China and Russia to block it, what are they telling us? Are they telling us that they want to continue supplying this oil? They claim they need more information. We don't need any more information. The Sanctions Committee has what it needs. We all know what's going forward.
Let me tell you what we are doing. I tell Donald Trump what we are doing into our meeting. Don't worry about it. Young Missy, Nikki, what is your name is? Not interested.
See that all these people calling Vladimir Putin now the most powerful man on the planet.
Yeah.
How does that ride with Donald Trump? I think that's why they're saying it, to try to get a rise.
Of course.
Yeah. Did you see the Time magazine cover of the two faces fused together?
It looks like Derek Jeter.
It does look like Derek Jeter.
Look closely. It looks like Derek Jeter.
That's what it is.
I'm going to look at that again.
What? Right, it does.
It really does.
It is nothing like Derek
Jeter. Oh, what? It's like his twin.
A little bit like Madeline Albright,
his eyes.
Maybe, but not Derek Jeter.
Who knew?
It's very
Jeter.
Frightening.
I looked a little like Madeline Albright after the event yesterday.
With the little cap on and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, well, did you get the gown or did you get some shorts?
Oh no, you get a gown. Oh, they don't want shorts. That's a curtain on a stage,
access,
baby. Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's what's happening. All right, so Mike Pompeo, he's the Secretary of the State of the hour, and he was asked, "Hey, what about this meeting between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin that's upcoming?"
Yeah, I'm happy that the two leaders of two very important countries are continuing to meet. And if that meeting takes place in Washington, I think it's all to the good. Those conversations are incredibly important. We have our senior leaders meeting all across the world with people we have deep disagreements with. It is incredibly valuable to the people of the United States of America that President Putin and President Trump continue to engage in dialogue to resolve the difficult issues that our countries face between each other. I think this makes enormous sense, and I'm very hopeful that meeting will take place this fall.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just hope the dialogue doesn't include sending Americans over there for interrogation again.
What? How would we know if it's good for America or not? Who knows what happened in that meeting? Anybody know what happens in that meeting? Did you see this? The theory today that the Finns, not the family, but the people in Finland, the Finnish government may have actually recorded that.
Oh,
there might be a third party recording.
Boy, how tempting would
it
be for anybody?
How about that?
Yeah, that would be something. I suppose. I mean, I like what the Secretary of State's not going to find himself in the way that Dan Coats has found himself. He's going to sit there and act like this is all serious and important.
I knew about that. I definitely knew about that. I'm telling you, I'm saying a lot of words about how good it is because I knew. I didn't find out from the news.
Okay. I just remember when Viktor Petrov came to the United States in the White House in House of Cards. That was the last Russian president. That didn't go well.
No.
Right. Didn't he try to make out with the wife in the stairwell?
He did, indeed. Tried to cop a feel from the First Lady.
Yeah, okay, like you don't see that happening.
Wow.
All right, now this is what Dan Coats is in. Dan Coats, apparently, the Director of National Intelligence, the fine and esteemed senator, long-standing senator from the state of Indiana, one of the great statesmen in the history of this country in the last 50 years. He is a Director of National Intelligence. He is the guy who's supposed to know everything that's going on.
You would think.
And this happened at the Aspen Security conference yesterday.
We have some breaking news. The White House has announced on Twitter that Vladimir Putin is coming to the White House in the fall.
Say that again.
You, Vladimir Putin coming
to the...
Did I
hear you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
That's going to be special.
Okay.
Wow.
Now,
unbelievable.
I heard people criticize him today. He should have gone, oh, of course, I know that, and then get back and then raise hell, but you can't raise hell. I applaud Dan Coats, who is a long, I've known him for a very long time, so let me put that out there first. I've known him and we were friends for a long, long time. I've always respected him. We're not always on the same side of things, but he is one of those guys. He's a very dedicated public servant. And the people of Indiana know that. And to leave him in the dark about this, or to make this announcement while he, you know, without telling him, is not good management on behalf of the White House. They should really not do it like that.
No.
This is the guy who you don't want to leave out there naked. You know he's out he's out at the security conference that the world's security experts are at. There are Russians at this conference. There's all kinds of people from all over the world that go to this Aspen security conference. It's a big, big, big deal. And this is, it's appropriate for him to be there, and he was trying to represent the White House's position on things. And then to leave him out there naked like that is just...
Didn't look right.
It's really awful. It's really not the right thing to do. All right, checking in at...
Number four.
FBI is in possession of a recording between Donald Trump and Michael Cohen discussing the payment to... Karen McDougal, this woman that is alleged to have had an affair with Donald Trump, a long-standing affair with Donald Trump.
She says it. Yeah, that's right.
He doesn't acknowledge it. Although he likes the fact that people like this one. They don't like the Stormy Daniels one, but Donald Trump fans are like, oh, look at him. Like, guys, I've heard more than one middle to older age Republican guy going, whoa, Donald Trump can get one like that. Wow, look at that. Honest to God, that's true.
He met her at the same place he met Stormy Daniels, in that Lake Tahoe golf outing.
Yeah.
Both of them in one time.
He was in a run that night. Anyway, the point is that she got paid off by American Media, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the people that own that's that Pecker guy.
It's the parent company for the National Enquirer.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
Friendly with the Trumps.
Right. So, and there's a conversation now, apparently, that Michael Cohen recorded, that Donald Trump did not know was being recorded, about that payoff. How's this going to work out? Now, this is Karen McDougal talking about the affair.
Do you think Donald Trump would have been aware of this deal?
One of the big complaints with why I think my contract is illegal is because his attorney was talking to my attorney. So,
Michael, you're saying Donald Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen,
correct,
was talking
speaking
to
with
Keith Davidson,
Keith,
your
Keith,
attorney?
Without me even knowing, without my knowledge, I would assume that maybe he knew. I know his attorney did. I can't say that he knew.
So this is the beginning of the fact that Michael Cohen was trying to get these attorneys just to cut deals without telling their clients about it, and then have the client go back and say, here's what it's going to be.
But how about the fixer recording the phone conversations?
The quote today is that Donald Trump was shocked to hear this. How could Michael Cohen do this to me? You called him a dog. You made him get down on all fours and bark like a dog. Just like in that Bugsy movie. That's how it can happen.
Well, and it doesn't look good because Michael Cohen's attorney, Lenny Davis, is pushing back against Giuliani, trying to say there's nothing here. It's 2 minutes. It actually is exculpatory. It defends my client. Mm-hmm. It's nothing to worry about. Lenny Davis, the attorney for Michael Cohen, is coming out to say any attempt to spin this story cannot change what is on that tape in response to Giuliani.
Oh, God.
I wonder what Billy Bush thinks about all this. Hey, everybody, remember me? I lost everything. Because I didn't speak up when I had a chance on tape.
Including his wife now.
Yeah, she left me.
She left him.
Yeah. All right. Really,
oh, man. All right. So we'll get back to everything that we got to get back to here. But first, let's find out from Mrs. Pilak what's happening on the bottom of the hour news.
Well, among the 17 killed in that capsized duck boat in Branson, 9 were from the same family.
Oh, it's awful. Violetta.
Watch Micah and Joe, Micah Mater and Joe Donlin, weeknights, WGN TV News at 9.
All right. right, top five continues. We have worked our way to
number three.
Yesterday's episode of The View, Whoopi Goldberg and Judge Jeanine, Piero, got into it.
Oh, say goodbye, honey, bye. I'm gone.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Now, Piero told TMZ that she was mistreated by the show's hosts and was treated like she was less than human. Whoopi cleared the air about what actually happened.
I want to be very clear about what happened. So there's a lot of spin that she's doing, and I can't do anything about that, but I can tell you what went on. She was upset when she got here because Ana Navarro was here instead of Joy. And after the segment, which ended when it was supposed to, it was not early, it was not late, it ended when it was supposed to, she then called everybody at the table a name I cannot repeat on TV and said it in front of the audience.
Oh, you got to play that tape, even if you have to bleep it out. If that's true, if she said that, you got right. I mean, if she called them some horrible name, and the audience heard it, because we hadn't heard that before.
No, but then they took it backstage, and apparently Whoopi told her to get the you know what.
Yeah, but now we're hearing it's because Judge Jeanine called them some vile name.
There should
that's
be tape
very
that.
Different. Boy, everything's got to be recorded.
Well, and this is I love.
I wonder if Billy Bush was in the audience.
I love Judge Jeanine. She is really. I mean, she's tough. But she has always been big-hearted and self-effacing. It's like this era, this moment, has made everybody just it's this is like a blood sport now concerning politics in America. And people are standing up here, and I'm going to tell you, like 3 years from now, people are going to look back on how they felt about this moment. And they're going to be embarrassed by it.
I think so,
one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people on Fox and on MSNBC, CNN, whatever. If you go back and look at how they were on the air 7 years ago, 8 years ago, and now.
Completely different.
Very
person.
Different.
Absolutely.
Very different.
And the people that had more of a objective stance have totally switched.
This balloon has got to pop at some point.
Yeesh.
I don't want to think about what comes out. All right, here we go.
Number two.
Speaking of, Roseanne has offered a new unhinged explanation to why she put out that tweet about Valerie Jarrett, the former Obama advisor.
Mm-hmm.
She says she was not being intentionally racist. She posted this clip to her YouTube channel as part of a larger interview. And I'm going to tell you, I don't think it helps.
Imagine in his statement to keep and save his job, there were jump cuts, multiple outfits, different...
I'm trying to talk about Iran. I'm trying to talk about Valerie Jarrett wrote the Iran deal.
I know, but you've told me this 300 times. Do you know that if...
That's what my tweet was about.
I know. You've explained this literally 300 times.
I thought the was white. Damn it! I thought the was white.
Okay. That wasn't Billy Bush interviewing her. Somebody else. We don't know.
She's trying to prove she's not unhinged.
No, that was
right.
That was
and she's not
Ambien?
A racist.
Was
and
it
she's
Ambien?
Not a racist.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, she thought that Valerie Jarrett, who she referred to by the B word there, was white.
Mm-hmm. That helps.
You know what? Well, okay. Well, now we're fine. Give her a show back on ABC.
We'd only have known.
Put her back in the cast. But you know what? If she could just lay low for a while, I think this probably puts the final nail in the coffin. Mm-hmm. After they announced they were going to do the show without her, if she had stayed quiet for 6 months, she'd be back by February. Mm. She'd be in the February sweeps
you might be right.
episodes. I can tell you that right now, but no one can get to her because she's nuts. Mm. She is just friggin' nuts.
Number one.
All right. Try to follow me on this one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Police in Memphis say that a man stole a car from a woman he was out on a date with.
Oh.
So he could be on a date with another woman.
Oh, gosh.
He just out of the blue texts me and asks me to go out. I don't know who dropped him off. He just got dropped off.
Oh, boy. Well, there's a lot going on there. There's that very ominous music and a child crying.
Yes, I don't know if there's the baby's involved in this or not.
Oh,
I don't know where the baby really falls into this, but anyway. Now, this woman reported her car stolen, after the guy went to her house without a car to take her on the date. And once they got on the road, the guy couldn't decide where to go. So they stopped at a gas station where he had this unusual request.
He asked me, could I go in the gas station for him to get a cigar? He just drove off. I came outside and my car was gone.
Oh, what? That's how he pulled off this.
Yeah.
This, yeah.
Go, could you go in and get me a cigar?
Give me a nice Swisher Sweet. If you've got singles in there, I'll just take one.
Then took off with her car.
That's a dating site, Fender, where you try to meet someone and steal their car.
Later,
not as well known as Tinder.
Later that evening, this woman's cousin contacted her and told her that this guy had taken her on a date.
Oh,
I said, okay, well, send me the address to where you at, and I'm on my way. And he let her drive. So she drove him to the drive-in. He didn't even have any money. She actually paid their way to get in the drive-in just so I could get my car back. I hope he's in jail for a long time. I never want to speak to him ever again.
This sounds like a combination of Maury Povich and Grand Theft Auto. If you made a video game and a talk show come together, that's what just happened there. Because you got the music playing, you got a car being stolen, you got a baby screaming in the background.
There's a lot of drama.
You got a guy leaving another person to go on a date with somebody else.
With her car.
Yeah.
You get two dates, a cigar, and a car in one night, man.
And a baby.
I went to Steel Harmony, and guess what I found?
That's a Friday night.
The top five at five.